we're talking about a call for regulation as it relates to Husky Energy rebuilding its refinery in Superior. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A resolution was adopted by city leaders over in Duluth this week. They want the EPA to reconsider whether oil refineries can be allowed to use the dangerous chemical hydrogen fluoride in their processes. And this comes as Husky rebuilds its plant following the explosion that rocked the Twin Ports in April last year. Duluth Mayor Emily Larson was on our program at the one-year anniversary of the Husky fire.
I will be very pointed in saying that the response of the Husky team and the refinery was very disappointing. I am frustrated.
Do you live in Superior? Did you evacuate during the explosion and fire? What are your thoughts on Husky using hydrogen fluoride? We're at 800-642-1234. Jim Payne is mayor of Superior. Jim, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
So here we are. It's been more than a year since the Husky refinery explosion. Duluth Mayor Emily Larson introduced this resolution to review hydrogen fluoride use at refineries, and it was adopted by the city council this week. Do you support this resolution? Do you think it's necessary?
Yes, I support the resolution. I think government agencies that oversee all of our industrial processes, but especially in this case, hydrogen fluoride, should be taking a look at this chemical. I think it's an outdated process, and we should be modernizing the refinery. And we need help from government agencies, particularly scientists, to help us do that.
So what does this resolution mean? What does it do?
Effectively, it really doesn't do anything at all. It is a statement by the Duluth City Council asking the EPA to review this. I don't think it has any real regulatory or legislative effect.
So if the EPA would look into this and find something wrong with the use of hydrogen fluoride, what could that mean for the future of refining and for the Husky refinery itself?
I think it just means a more modern refining process. It's worth noting that hydrogen fluoride is not the only way to refine petroleum. There are many more modern alkalization processes. And so what it would mean is refineries would begin updating to those more modern and hopefully safer processes.
Was hydrogen fluoride a factor in the explosion at Husky last year?
There was not a breach in the tank. It, of course, was something that we monitored all day. When I got into incident command that day, that was the very first thing that Battalion Chief Scott Gordon briefed me on, the amount of hydrogen fluoride in the tank, the integrity of the tank. And at the end of the night, as we were really wrapping things up and trying to call the disaster over, that was the very last thing that we checked. We weren't ready to lift the evacuation until there'd been an eyes-on inspection of the structural integrity of that tank. So it really was a central part of the risk in the emergency.
We're talking about a resolution that just passed in Duluth this week to review the use of hydrogen fluoride at refineries. Comes a year after the Husky refinery explosion in Superior, and the mayor of Superior, Jim Payne, is with us. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Do you think the EPA should intervene here and review hydrogen fluoride use? Join in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. In April, Jim, WPR reporter Danielle Kading spoke with the chief operating officer for Husky about the necessity of hydrogen fluoride at its facility.
And reformulated gasoline, the alkylate, is fundamental. So if we took the unit out, we couldn't make gasoline, and that would essentially make this refinery non-viable for us.
That would essentially make this refinery non-viable for us. Do you think this chemical is that important in the refining process? What is the sticking point there?
Well, the refining process as it exists at the refinery right now. So I've spoken with all of the Husky officials, and the biggest reason for keeping hydrogen fluoride is because to replace it is to replace the entire alkalization process. You can't just remove this one element. It's not plug and play. And so that would be a very, very significant tear down and rebuild of the refinery. And partially because the emergency operations team did such a good job protecting that tank and that unit on the day of the fire, it's not significantly damaged. It's more or less fully operable. And so it would be replacing something that for them is working right now, and that would be a very expensive operation.
You said the Duluth resolution doesn't have much of effect. What actions could the city of Superior take to ensure safety in addition to the resolution to build upon it?
So we don't have very much regulatory power over the refinery. There are some permitting processes that we go through, same with any large business within our community. But of course, we want to make sure that this refinery achieves full operation as quickly as possible, too. We just want it to be done in the safest way possible. Now, if I felt that it was not safe in the community, that we could not or the refinery could not adequately protect their workers and the neighborhood around the refinery, we would be holding up that process every bit as much as we could, and I would be intervening in the public hearing process for the state and federal permits. But as much as I would like them to modernize this refinery and move along from hydrogen fluoride, I'm not seeing a significant actual risk to the community right now.
And last night, the Superior City Council passed a resolution to rebuild the Husky refinery safely. There's a lot riding on that word safely. What does that mean?
It means a lot of things, actually, more than just hydrogen fluoride. And that's why we opted for a more general term. What I have always said since the beginning, hydrogen fluoride is not my biggest concern in this refinery. We have to look at the actual facts here. That is not a disaster that has ever occurred in the United States, a release of hydrogen fluoride. I'm not sure it's ever occurred in the world. But explosions at refineries, particularly during a shutdown process, are very common, and they are very preventable. And without an explosion like that, no hydrogen fluoride release could ever occur, nor could the type of disasters like what we saw in Superior last year occur. And so my efforts have really been to try and get the refinery to mitigate those explosions, to prevent that from happening again, and to take other steps to protect the surrounding environment, to make sure that not only is it safe, but it's healthy for the environment that it exists in. And so there are a lot of comprehensive changes we're asking them to make, and they've made most of them.
What is the timeline looking like on the Husky rebuild as you know it?
It's a big project. They are hoping to be fully online by 2021. That could be delayed. This is a long process, so they're prepared for that to take as long as 2022.
And do you feel like in this rebuilding process, there's ample communication back and forth between this company and the city of Superior?
I think so, yes. They meet with me pretty regularly. They are open to meeting with really any elected official, I think, about any member of the community. They've invited some of their most outspoken critics to have direct meetings with them. They've held community meetings. I've encouraged them to continue to do that, especially as they run up to their permitting process and begin that process to come fully back online. So they've been very open with the community and willing to answer pretty much any question.
Mayor Payne, as we wrap up here, what about community members? Do you see at all that they have, some been very vocal, have they come around at all to using hydrogen fluoride and other concerns about this refinery in their backyard?
I think many people had a lot of knee-jerk reactions. They were very concerned about some of the worst-case scenario reports and some things that were misrepresented, and have been put a little bit at ease about the actual dangers of the hydrogen fluoride tank. It is not a risk to kill the entire Twin Ports. That is a lie when people say that. It is a significant risk in a worst-case scenario, but worst-case scenarios are very, very unlikely, and in some cases nearly impossible. So many people have come around, yes. And many people, I would say the vast majority of this community, supports this refinery and wants it to be open and operable.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Mayor Jim Payne of Superior there. Up next, Wisconsin foreclosure rates are at a two-decade low. We'll look at that economic indicator. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.